Last night we had 15 matches. Long night. AEW All Out. Arguably their biggest show of the entire year. It's kind of like their WrestleMania. I think All Out is their biggest event each calendar year. And they have 15 matches on the card. Went almost 5 hours. It's a very long show last night. But I thought on the whole it was a very good pay-per-view. And so you have 15 matches, 5 hours of wrestling. We have a new AEW world champion. His name is CM Punk. And we have the return of MJF, which a lot of people have been clamoring for and waiting for ever since he disappeared a few months ago. So it was a very newsworthy night. And yet all anybody was talking about as I was streaming and talking about the pay-per-view at 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you got to see this scrum. You got to see this media scrum. Oh, CM Punk is going off. CM Punk has gone nuclear. Oh my God, he's going off on Colt Cabana. He's going off on Hangman Page. He's going off on the Young Bucks. He's eating a muffin. Tony Khan looks like he's going to cry. Tony Khan, I mean, I couldn't, what's going on here? This is insane. I'm trying to focus on a pay-per-view. So when people should be talking about CM Punk as the new world champion and the return of MJF, instead they were talking about the meltdown that CM Punk had at this media scrum and naming all of these people that not only is he not working with on TV at the moment, but very likely is not going to be working with at all. That's all anybody was, at least online, all anybody was talking about last night. Now, if you are completely divorced from social media and you just watch wrestling, you don't pay attention to any of the online drama, then you have no idea that any of this is going on, except when some of these guys start going into business for themselves on TV and you're wondering, what the hell does that mean? It's all anybody was talking about last night. And honestly, the more that we hear about these AEW stories, the more that I think that Cody Rhodes saw into the future. He saw what was going to happen, and he got the hell out of there as quickly as possible. And hey, you know, Cody Rhodes is in pole position right now, right? He goes to WWE, gets this big comeback at WrestleMania, gets hurt, has this big heroic moment. He's going to come back. He's going to be the WWE champion. Cody Rhodes is sitting pretty right now. He didn't want to have anything to do with this stuff. So I finally got around to watching this media scrum because I just passed out in bed last night. I got barely 4 hours of sleep, which is not all that, you know, unusual for me. So I finally sat down. I watched this entire media scrum. I don't know what the hell was up with the audio on the AEW YouTube channel. I mean, fucking CM Punk sounded like Barry White as he was answering these questions. But I watched it, and of course, the first question that people are going to wonder is, well, is it a work or is it a shoot? And as I sit here right now talking about, because I felt that this warranted a live stream. When I go live later tonight for Monday Night Raw, I'd like to keep the focus on Raw. Otherwise, I'll be up until 5 in the morning. So I said, let's go live now and talk about this. But, you know, I'm watching that, and people are sending me all kinds of messages, and they're asking me, well, maybe it's a work, maybe they're setting up some kind of an angle. I can tell you, just based on what he said about Colt Cabana, that is not a work. There is no working involved when it comes to Colt Cabana and CM Punk. That is a very real situation, a very real friendship that went sour a long time ago. And I think what we saw, part of what we saw last night was this boiling over of frustrations. Because CM Punk has been asked questions about this, and I'm sure he has seen a lot of people online talking about how, oh, you got Colt Cabana fired and you got him booted to Ring of Honor. And I've talked about it on the podcast as well. And what I found interesting is when CM Punk walked into this media scrum, the first thing he did, he saw, I believe it was Nick Hausman of WrestleZone. And I guess that there was a friendship at one time between Nick and Colt Cabana, and he said, aren't you a friend of his? And he goes, no, I haven't been friends with him for a while. But it was Punk who brought it up. Like, something about seeing Nick, I guess, just triggered this whole Colt Cabana thing in his head. He didn't get asked a question about Colt. You know, at first I thought somebody, the first question they asked was about Colt Cabana. I said, why would you ask that as a first question when he just won the world title? And so it was interesting that Punk is the one who really brought all of this up. And that's what got him going. And so what I thought I would do here is I'm just going to go through, and I'm sure most of you have actually watched it by now, but I'm just going to go through some of these key comments, give my thoughts. Because there were other notes as well from Tony Khan talking about WWE and some stuff on Malakai Black and Christian Cage and other people that I want to get into here. But The Colt Cabana stuff was the stuff that really set him off. This is what he had to say about Colt, or Scott Colton. Called him by his real name. Now we're going with the shoot names here. He said, "I have not had anything to do with Scott Colton in almost a decade. Probably wanted nothing to do with him even longer than that. It's fucking unfortunate that I have to come up here and speak on this when I'm on my time and this is fucking business. Why I'm a grown-ass adult man and I decide not to be friends with somebody is nobody else's fucking business. But my friends, if I fall backwards, will catch me." See, I think we should have a trust dive on Dynamite this week and see who catches CM Punk. "To Scott Colton, I felt never would have. My problem was I wanted to bring a guy with me to the top that did not want to see me at the top." Said, "You can call it jealousy, you can call it envy, whatever the fuck it is. My relationship with Scott Colton ended long before I paid all of his bills. I have every receipt, I have every invoice, I have every email, I have the email where he says, and I quote, 'I agree to go our separate ways. I will get my own lawyer, and you do not have to pay any more.' That's an email that I have. And the only reason the public did not see it is because when I finally had to countersue him through discovery, we discovered that he shared a bank account with his mother. That is a fact. And as soon as we discovered that fact and we subpoenaed old Marcia, he sent the email, 'Oh, can we please drop all of this?'" So again, there's no way the Cabana stuff has anything to do with any kind of angle that's being worked here. Colt Cabana is not even on AEW television anymore. Okay, he's under contract to Ring of Honor technically, so we can at least put that shit to bed. This is a very real situation here that obviously pissed him off greatly. He said, "Now it's 2022. I have not been friends with this guy since at least 2014, late 2013. The fact that I have to sit up here because we have irresponsible people who call themselves EVPs and couldn't fucking manage a target," and you should have seen the look on Tony Khan's face when he said this. Tony Khan is sitting right next to him the entire time. His boss is sitting next to him as he is going off on all these people. "And they spread lies and bullshit and put into the media that I got somebody fired when I have fuck all to do with him. I want nothing to do with him. I do not care where he works. I do not care where he eats, where he sleeps. And the fact that I have to get up here and do this is fucking embarrassing. And if you all are at fault, fuck you. If not, I apologize. What did I ever do in this world to deserve an empty-headed, fucking dumb fuck like Hangman Adam Page?" Tell us how you really feel. "To go out on national television and fucking go into business for himself. For what? What did I do? What did I ever do? Didn't do a goddamn thing." Now, Tony Khan, at this point, interjected himself. And actually, at multiple points during this situation here, Tony Khan tried to take responsibility and say, "Well, I shouldn't have said that or put this out there." And Punk cut him off. He just kept cutting this guy off. So he cut off Tony Khan in mid-sentence here, and he said, "It's not Tony," he pointed at him. He goes, "It's not Tony's position to make it very fucking clear that I don't have anything to do with Cabana. There's people who call themselves EVPs that should have fucking known better. This shit was none of their business. I understand sticking up for your friends. I fucking get it. I stuck up for that guy more than anybody because I paid his bills until I didn't, and it was my decision not to." And then he ended with this. He goes, "I'm trying to run a fucking business, and when somebody who hasn't done a damn thing in this business," now he's talking about Hangman, "jeopardizes the first $1 million house that this company has ever drawn off my back and goes on national television and does that, it's a disgrace to the industry. It's a disgrace to this company. Now, we're far beyond apologies. I gave him a fucking chance. It did not get handled, and you saw what I had to do, which is very regrettable, lowering myself to his level. But that's where we are right now, and I will still walk up and down this hallway and say, if you have a fucking problem with me, take it up with me." So let's pause there for a second. So the Colt Cabana stuff, we all know it stems from the podcast that he did with Colt when he left WWE. He got sued. It was a whole thing. And then these guys ended up, you know, turning against each other and they're no longer friends. And it's hard to believe, but it has been almost a decade. As Punk said, it's been almost 10 years since they had that falling out. The Colt Cabana thing, so Punk is making it very clear, I had nothing to do with that. I did not go to Tony Khan and ask him or tell him that you need to fire this guy or that you need to move this guy to the Ring of Honor roster. I don't want to see his face. I don't want to share a locker room with him. And I believe him when he says that. But I also don't believe for a second that Colt Cabana all of a sudden vanishing from AEW television and leaving the Dark Order and being banished to Ring of Honor doesn't have something to do with the fact that CM Punk is now working for AEW. So I think it's a lot more likely that Tony Khan made that decision independently of Punk, thinking, look, I don't want to create a situation where this guy is going to be uncomfortable. I don't want to create a situation where, you know, they might run into each other. It could cause problems. So we're going to shift this guy over. We're not doing a lot with him. We're going to shift him over because there were rumors that he was going to let him go. He was going to let his contract run out and let him go. And there were people who went to bat for Colt Cabana. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. He has a lot of friends in that company. He is very good friends with the Young Bucks. In fact, when the Young Bucks were first conceiving of this whole idea of AEW, Colt is one of the first people that they clued in about what was going on. They have that level of trust with him. And he really has, he blazed a lot of trails for a lot of independent wrestlers. Colt Cabana has made a lot of friends in this business, and the Young Bucks are two of those friends, and Hangman and a lot of people in this company. But I think it's a situation where Tony Khan made the decision. We're going to move this guy over. And we're going to put him over here. You cannot convince me that it is a coincidence. When he was on television, now he wasn't a featured performer on television. Colt Cabana was not a major player on AEW television. He was expendable. But he was in the Dark Order. And then one day he wasn't. That's not a coincidence. If CM Punk never signed with AEW and didn't come to the company, Colt Cabana would still be in the Dark Order. I believe that. And he would still be making at least sporadic appearances on AEW television. So don't tell me that it has nothing to do with the fact that CM Punk is in the company. Punk may not have said to Tony Khan, get rid of him, but you can't tell me that him being in the company is not what led to CM Punk or Colt Cabana being banished. So that's the Colt Cabana thing. Now, he also went off, as you heard a little bit there, what do you call him? An empty fuckhead, I believe is what he called him. He went off on Hangman Page. And one of the things that really bothered Punk is the fact that here's a guy who recently said something to the effect of that he doesn't need or he doesn't take advice from veterans. Now, for those who don't know, there was an event called Galaxy Con back on July 30th. There's actually video of it on YouTube. And I don't know what kind of event this was. He looked like he was in some kind of a like a pro wrestling school, like a training gym or something. He's sitting on the ring apron answering questions from fans. And one of the questions that he got was about whether or not he has gotten advice from people like Sting and CM Punk. Does he take advice from the veterans and what's the best piece of advice that you've got? And it was something to that effect. This is what Hangman said in reference to that question. He said, oh boy, I don't know. I'm stubborn. I don't take advice. It's a good question, and that's probably the honest answer. I listen to people say things, but very rarely do I listen hard. I was part of the movement that created the entire company, and I am a world champion. I don't know that I need their advice. I'll certainly listen, but there is something to be said about trial and error and doing it on your own. I take more pride in that. I watched the video. It didn't come off to me as a comment that was made in character. It's always possible. You can't ever discount the possibility that he was just, you know, he was being Hangman Page in that moment. But it looked like he was just answering questions as himself in an honest way. And you can quibble over whether or not that's a ridiculous comment to make. That's how he feels. Obviously, that bothered CM Punk. He doesn't think very highly of Hangman Page. He went out on TV a few weeks ago. He gave him that receipt. He's waiting for it, right? Ever since he got hurt, he would have given him that receipt probably on television back at the beginning of June had he not broken his foot. So you know that it was building up inside him, and then he gave him that receipt a few weeks ago. Nobody was expecting it. It had nothing to do with the match with Jon Moxley coming up at All Out. He went and did that on his own because it bothered him. It pissed him off. And I guess it pisses him off, evidently, that this guy doesn't, he thinks he's above getting advice from the veteran. So he doesn't think much of Hangman Page. Because, you know, during the stream last night, everyone's telling me he's going off again on Hangman. And I'm just thinking, you don't really hear stories about Hangman being a dick or playing politics or being disliked by people. So what is it about this guy that he hates? Why does he keep going off on Hangman Page? And it goes back to the comment that Hangman made in one of the promos building up to their match at Double or Nothing when he mentioned workers' rights, and it was some kind of nod to Colt Cabana without actually mentioning Colt's name, or at least that's how he took it. And that's really what set him off. That really is the overarching thing that set him off. Hangman, the Bucks, They're friends with Cabana. They're getting in their digs. And these fucking guys don't know what they're talking about. He believes that the Bucks are leaking things to the wrestling media, that they have their friends in the wrestling media and they have their narrative of certain things, their sources, and they leak things. And they leak things, according to him, that are untrue. And so he snapped. He had enough. And he decided to go off publicly in this way. And it gets worse because the first mention of this I noticed was it was Observer Radio last night. Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez. And they reported that multiple sources said there was an altercation between CM Punk and the Young Bucks after Punk left the media scrum in the hallway. So at the arena, when Punk was done talking, after he had just got done saying, if you have a problem with me, come find me. Apparently the Young Bucks did. And they went and they confronted CM Punk. And there was a security guard who was visible during the scrum after Punk left, and nobody knew why. But this media or security guy went sprinting across the room, out of the room. And this may have been why. Meltzer described the situation as a melee. There was a writer with the website DAZN, this guy Steve Muehlhausen, who tweeted this earlier today. He said, according to sources, there was an altercation between CM Punk and the Young Bucks early on Monday. The Bucks confronted Punk about his comments at the scrum. It did get physical, with Punk throwing punches at least one member of the Bucks. A number of people intervened to separate everybody. So if CM Punk threw the first punch, first of all, I'm surprised that it connected. But if CM Punk threw the first punch, then he's in the wrong. I don't care how he feels. I don't care how pissed off he was. I don't care if the Bucks are playing politics and leaking shit to whoever. You know, you're the world champion of this company. You fancy yourself a professional. I know everybody likes to talk tough, oh, come find me and everything like that. You go in the hallway and you start throwing punches at people, there's no excuse for that. I don't care if you hate the Young Bucks, there is no excuse for that. Now, if the Young Bucks confronted him and they got physical and they were throwing punches or slaps or whatever, these are the EVPs of your company. You have the EVPs of your company brawling with people in the hallway. There's no excuse for that either. Everybody in this situation comes off bad. There isn't anybody in this situation who I think, oh, this person comes out looking, you know, all like a bed of roses out of this thing. They all look terrible for this. This is an embarrassing situation. And what's even more embarrassing about it is that Tony Khan is the president and leader of this company. And he is sitting there at that table, he is sitting there at that dais, and he is listening to this. And at no point does he make any attempt to stop him, does he make any attempt to take the microphone away from him and say, look, why don't we turn the attention back to that great match you had tonight with Jon Moxley, let's talk about the title, let's talk about Dynamite this week. Nothing. He sat there, he made all kinds, I mean, he looked like he was running through all of the emotions that a human being can run through. He was running through sadness, he was running through shock, depression, anger, fear. You could read it on his face. His eyes were wide. I mean, and he's sitting there and he's just letting Punk go on. So again, nobody comes out of this situation looking good. And I'll tell you something else here. I'm very curious to see what else comes out about this whole like fight or altercation. It sounds like something happened. Exactly what? I've heard things, you know, Nick Jackson got a black eye. I don't know about that. We'll see. I guess if they show up on TV this week with a black eye, we'll know something happened. But how are you going to have a situation, if this is true, okay? If this is true, where you have CM Punk and the Young Bucks throwing punches and getting into a fight, Tony Khan just suspended Eddie Kingston for less. He just suspended Eddie Kingston for 2 weeks for not even pie-facing. According to Sammy Guevara, he kind of grazed his face. Eddie Kingston just got suspended for 2 weeks for nearly pie-facing Sammy Guevara. If this is true, and these guys got into an altercation, how does Tony Khan not take action against all of these guys? At the very least, a suspension, a fine. Firing them? I don't see that happening. How are you going to have that double standard? He's in a tough spot now, because if this is legitimate and there was a fight, you are just coming off this situation with Eddie Kingston. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Tony Khan does now. How are you going to suspend this guy for barely touching somebody, lunging at them, But you got this fucking guy over here who's throwing punches and throwing bombs like he's back in the UFC, and you're not going to take any action against him. Why? Because he's the biggest star in your company? So what? Your job is to set an example for the entire roster. You need to lay down the law and let them know nobody is above the law. Doesn't matter how high up you are on the roster. You could be the world champion or you could be wrestling on Dark Elevation. It doesn't matter. I don't get the sense that that's going to happen, but we'll see. That's for Tony Khan now to sort this out. It's a fucking mess. The whole thing is a mess. And if the EVPs are going around leaking information about people, Punk or whatever, and you know, false information, then you know what? That's on them too. It was not a good idea. It's never a good idea to have actual talent in positions as EVPs of a company. I mean, people could probably see the writing on the wall at the beginning of this whole thing. Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Cody Rhodes, we're going to make them EVPs, but they're also going to be the top stars in the company. You know that at some point that's going to create some kind of conflict. It's going to create some kind of drama. And now we're seeing it. We're seeing it play itself out. Now, this is not new. There's been stories and rumors about stuff for a long time when it comes to these guys. But now it's bubbling up to the surface and it's becoming very public and very, very ugly and very nasty. And I don't see how this benefits AEW at all. I see people saying, well, boy, the Dynamite number should be up this week. It's creating a buzz about the company. It's creating the wrong buzz about this company. It's creating this idea of chaos, like the inmates are running the asylum here. And Tony Khan is the warden, and he's asleep. He's sleeping in his chair. And meanwhile, everybody is running amok, and he has completely lost control of the situation. By Tony Khan's own admission, what was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, they had a meeting backstage with all of the talent before Dynamite to get them together and to talk about a whole bunch of different issues and the hierarchy and the new people they hired to help out with talent relations, but to also just, you know, kind of calm things down because things were starting after Punk, you know, made the comments he made about Hangman and everything. Things were starting to kind of spiral out of control. So let's have this talent meeting. Let's rally the troops together. Let's calm the environment down a little bit. Let's cool the temperature. Let's tell people. Chris Jericho even said, he made a comment in that same meeting, stop leaking things to people. And then he joked, they turned around and what are they doing? They're leaking things to more press people. So you just have this talent meeting a week ago, and here's CM Punk walking out here at this post-show scrum, and he is just burying everybody. He is going off on, it's like Mount Vesuvius exploded. Like a fucking mushroom cloud. Coming off that meeting. So obviously that meeting didn't make a very good impression. They talked in the meeting about, you know, be careful with the language that you use heading into this week. You know, don't use any cuss words on TV. What does Ace Steel do on Dynamite? He goes out there and he says, fuck. Now that was an honest mistake, but still. It's almost like they say these things and it goes in one ear and out the other. It's like they aren't taking it seriously. Do they not take Tony Khan seriously as a leader? It doesn't seem that way to me. It seems like they're just doing whatever the hell they want to do. But apparently there are people who think that, oh, this is great. This is going to generate a shit ton of interest in AEW and it's all just one big work. Everything's a work. You know what I heard was a work? Everybody was saying that Cody Rhodes, this whole Cody Rhodes thing is a work. There's no way he's going to leave AEW and go to WWE. And we see how that worked out. I'm sure there are elements of this. Look, Punk was talking about MJF. And he called him a prick and all this other stuff. And some of the comments he made about MJF came off to me as working. Because now the two of them are going to work together. But my God, we're coming out of a pay-per-view where MJF made his big return and confronted CM Punk at the end of the show and got cheered like a babyface. They're in Chicago. CM Punk just won the world title. He's standing in the middle of the ring and the crowd is chanting MJF. Good luck. Good luck trying to keep MJF as the heel and Punk as the babyface. I don't see how you don't do a double turn at the end of all this. But now MJF is getting a taste of his own medicine here. Wardlow just talked about how upset he was at Double or Nothing. This was supposed to be his big moment when he beat MJF in Vegas back in May. And all anybody was talking about is the match even going to happen? What's going on with Max? Is Max going to show up for the match? He powerbombed this guy 10 times. He showed up on Dynamite that week. none the worse for wear, cut that promo, told Tony Khan you're a fucking mark. That's all anybody was talking about. Wardlow was a total afterthought. And you can see, as he talked about this, how much it really bothered him. Well, guess what? Now MJF is getting a taste of his own medicine. He got Wardlowed last night. Because everybody should be talking about him, and almost nobody is. Instead, they're talking about this. Punk made a comment about, you know, I work with fucking children. He can lump himself into that. There's a time and a place. I think CM Punk, if he feels that way, and he may well have a right. He may well have a right to feel the way that he does. There is a time and there is a place. And the way that he went about it yesterday was not the way to go. So you can pass the blame all around. You can pass it around to him. You can pass it around to the Bucks. You can pass it around to Tony Khan. It was embarrassing. And now it creates all of these questions about what the future of AEW looks like going forward. We're heading into a very important period for this company. They're hoping to get a bigger TV deal next year. They have all their major players back. They should get Adam Cole back soon. They have MJF. They have Punk. Omega. This should be a positive time for them. And all anybody is talking about is AEW in shambles. Tony Khan can't control his own people. They've lost respect for him. You never want to lose the locker room. But Tony Khan was talking about some other stuff here. Let me get into some of the other notes here from this. And by the way, I want to thank everybody who is joining me. I know this was very impromptu. But I wanted to talk about this because, again, I look at this and I don't see it the way that some people do, where they're saying that, you know, again, it's all a work and it's you know, going to set up all these major big angles on TV. I don't know about you. I don't see CM Punk working an angle in the next 6 months with Matt and Nick Jackson. Could they parlay something between him and Hangman? It's possible. I don't get that sense at all. That's not the direction. I don't see how this is a positive thing overall for this company. By the way, before I even move on here, there's another element to this. You have all these other people who work for the company who I'm sure in many cases are not clued into what's going on. If any of this is part of some kind of elaborate work, they're not clued into that. So explain to me how that is a positive. We heard all these stories about WCW back in the day and how Eric Bischoff and people, they would work the boys. And they would do stuff and not clue in the rest of the locker room. And it breeds this environment of distrust. You know that there are a lot of people who are working for AEW who probably came over from WWE. They wanted to get away from this toxic environment. They wanted to come to a place where they had more creative freedom and there was more collaboration between people and just a happier environment. What are those people thinking when they look at this stuff? We had a tag team championship match last night that was as good as anything else this weekend. I put it up there with Sheamus and Walter, and I put it up there with Carmelo Hayes and Ricochet from the NXT show. One of the best matches all weekend between the Acclaimed, Keith Lee, and Swerve Strickland. Great fucking stuff between those four guys. How many people were talking about that when the show was over? Not as many people as they should have been. These people are watching this and they're going, what the hell? What the hell's going on here? What have I gotten myself into? I don't want to have anything to do with this. They're going to have a pay-per-view. They're going to have a new pay-per-view added to the lineup in a few months and call it AEW Civil War. We have Raw versus SmackDown in WWE at Survivor Series. We're going to have a real Civil War here in AEW in a few months if Tony Khan doesn't get this whole situation under control. You know, sometimes you got to put your foot down and actually lead and set an example. Maybe what he needs to do is set an example with some of these people. And it might hurt because CM Punk is, again, his biggest star, and the Young Bucks are EVPs. They're part of the fabric of this company. You're not just going to wave a wand and get rid of them. I'm not saying that he should get rid of them or anything like that, but you got to do something. EVPs or not, there's only one boss in this company. There's one person who is putting up all the money for this, and his name is Tony Khan. This is going to be a major moment for him as far as how he reacts to this before it gets even worse. That's a very appropriate super chat, by the way. Bully the Clown. I feel like we're watching a circus here. Bully the Clown can show up. He can do tricks. I hear he and the bearded lady had something going on. Very unprofessional. But that's what it feels like. It feels like a fucking circus. The Acclaimed, Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland, they had that great match. Swerve and Keith Lee came out after Punk. Talk about a come down, right? They were the come down match after Punk at the Scrum. And they were talking about the match and talking about, you know, how did that reaction feel? Keith Lee said he's never been booed in his career like that before, but he, you know, he kind of relished it. It was this great reaction. You killed to have a reaction like that from a live crowd. And I think it was Nick Hausman of WrestleZone actually asked the question. I know a lot of people online were wondering about this. I mean, it's a legitimate question. I mean, I don't know, you know, Lee and Swerve sitting there. I wonder what they were thinking as he was asking it. But he asked Tony Khan the question, did you consider calling an audible during the match and switching up the finish to give the belts to the Acclaimed, as over as they were? And Tony never really gave a straight answer. But he did do something that I figured he would do. I said it last night during the review. I didn't mind him not calling an audible. I know it was very deflating for the crowd, but I said, you run this shit back in a few weeks in Queens at Grand Slam, and then you put the belts on the Acclaimed. And lo and behold, during the media scrum, he's saying, you know what? I'd like to see that match maybe again. I'd like to see that match at Arthur Ashe Stadium. So the fact that he's even teasing it seems pretty clear we're going to get a rematch in a few weeks. And then they could put the belts on the Acclaimed there. You'll have even more people in the building at Arthur Ashe than you did last night. But kudos to those four guys. I thought they put on a hell of a match. Now, there was one person who asked a question about Malakai Black. There have been a lot of reports about Malakai asking for his release. There could be a personal situation going on with him unrelated to wrestling, and he just wants to step away. Tony Khan supposedly denied his request. He didn't confirm any of this. He didn't say anything. He had basically a no comment about the Malakai Black situation. Now, when Malakai got pinned last night, after the match was over, he embraced the other members of the House of Black. They all hugged. He blew a kiss to the crowd. He took a bow. It looked like somebody who was going away for a while. I don't know that he's getting his release. If he did ask for it, it could just be a situation where Tony Khan is going to give him time to step away as long as he needs. And he may be going away for a while. This is not a man who is going to be, you know, wrestling on TV, I don't think, this week. He took the loss in the Trios tournament. He took the loss last night. If he's not going away, it's inexcusable to continue to pin Malakai Black in these matches. So he's probably going away. And look, I hope whatever the situation is with him. And again, Tony Khan said no comment about it. It's a personal thing, clearly. I hope whatever it is, whether it's, you know, him, his mental health, a family member, whatever it may be, hopefully it's not too serious and hopefully he can work it out. Christian Cage, Brian Alvarez had an update last night on Observer Radio. Not sure what the injury is, but apparently the reason the match with him and Jungle Boy, the reason it was so short is because Christian is legitimately injured. Now, he came out with a brace on his arm. I just assumed it was selling the injury from the injury angle on TV a few weeks ago. We don't know if it's an arm injury. It could be a leg injury. It could be an arm injury. But there is an injury, and Meltzer said that he's been told that it's serious. So he was not able to wrestle. That's why they did what they did last night. So we'll have to wait for some kind of an update. It could be a while before we see him back in the ring. People were making a whole fuss about Toni Storm. You know, that she made a comment questioning Thunder Rose's injury if she's actually hurt. So I went and I watched her part of the press. I mean, she was the least controversial. Probably of everybody who said anything at this media scrum. The comment that she made here, that she was asked about, how do you feel about being the interim champion? And she said, it's not ideal, you know, to be an interim anything. But she said, you know, Thunder Rosa says that she's injured. Okay. So when she says that she's not injured, she can come back and lose to me, and that will be the end of that. I wouldn't read anything into that. That does not strike me as her questioning whether or not her injury is real. I think people were just making something out of nothing here with that comment. I think they were all wound up from the CM Punk stuff, and they were looking for more controversy where it didn't exist. Chris Jericho also talked, and again, he kind of calmed things down a little bit. He did make an interesting comment. He was talking about MJF, and he said that he believes MJF would be a babyface when he came back, and he said he's had conversations with MJF. I don't want to be a babyface. And he goes, well, dude, it's going to happen. And he made the comment, he said, it's easier to make people hate you then make them like you. But once they start hating you, that's when they really start liking you. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. We've seen that play out before where you have somebody, I really do believe that somebody has to first be a great heel before they can get over as a great babyface. And we've seen that with countless people over the years. And I think it'll be, I mean, we already saw it last night. It's going to be very difficult, I think, for them to get these crowds not to start cheering for MJF. The guy's going to end up being a babyface whether he wants to be or not. It's like Steve Austin. Steve Austin didn't want to be a babyface. He ended up being a babyface. So then things got a little, they got a little snippy again when somebody was asking Tony Khan about WWE, and they were asking him, actually, for the digital buys. How is it looking? How did the pay-per-view do on you know, the digital buys? Hey, Holy Geo, thank you for the sub. There's Cody. I'm telling you, Cody got out. Cody knew. Cody knew. He got out right at the right time. So here's what Tony Khan said. He goes, there's a big difference between this year and last year. We were the first pro wrestling show and the only wrestling show on Labor Day weekend last year. And we were the third professional wrestling show of the weekend this year. I don't think that's a coincidence. When I talk about things I wasn't thrilled about, I was a little surprised we were the third pro wrestling show this weekend. And it's a little more challenging in the marketplace when it becomes a little more crowded. I've had a number of interactions with WWE. So now what he's talking about, he made a comment the other day. I've treated them well, but it hasn't been reciprocated. So basically, I've treated WWE well. I've tried to be a friend to them. And I haven't gotten that same respect in return. But he didn't really explain what he meant by that. People just assumed he was talking about the contract tampering reports. So this is what he said. He goes, I've had a number of interactions with them. I've said a lot of nice stuff. And I don't regret saying nice stuff because I'm super honest about pro wrestling. And when I saw good stuff there, I'll be the first to say it. He says, I am just not feeling the same love. I don't want to get into it. I just haven't felt the same reciprocation from them. If it is, when the fight is brought, I will continue bringing fights of my own, and I have unique ways to do that. I have a lot of money to fight with, and this is not a game to me. This is my life, and I don't think it's a joke. I take it very seriously. When I compared myself to Jim Crockett Promotions this weekend, I think I got a taste of the same medicine that Jim Crockett Promotions took. But I have a lot more fucking money than Jim Crockett did. I'm serious. I'm not going to sit back and take this fucking shit. He got angry. Like, the look on his face, he looked like he was sporting for a fight. So this set him off. Like, Punk got set off, this set him off. And he was very upset, obviously, about, again, I'm sure the contract tampering stuff, but also that he didn't have the weekend all to himself. It was pretty clear when WWE announced Clash at the Castle was going to be taking place over this past weekend, why they chose that weekend. WWE has never chosen that weekend before for a major show. All of a sudden, they're running Labor Day weekend, not once, but twice, including the same day of the AEW pay-per-view. Well, and I said that last week, I said, what was the rush? What was the rush to do Worlds Collide this weekend? You had to do it this weekend? Why wouldn't you give it its own weekend? Do it next weekend. Do it later in September. No, they chose this weekend. They chose it for a reason. They chose that weekend for a reason. That's what WWE does. I don't know why this is so surprising to Tony Khan. Tony Khan is almost too nice for his own good. And I laughed when Triple H took over last month and I got emails from people fantasizing now about, well, now maybe we can get a Forbidden Door type show with WWE and AEW. No, we're not. That will never happen. Just because Triple H has a different philosophy than Vince McMahon and he might be more open to certain things, there is no way that we are getting a Forbidden Door type show between WWE and AEW. I laughed at even the concept of the idea. That is not how WWE does business. They don't play well with others. They'll play well with others if they're small enough and if they feel they can pull something out of them, and then they'll move on. It's like Triple H with Ariel Helwani talking about his plans for the NXT expansion, right? NXT Europe. And he specifically said, we're looking at other ones too, maybe NXT Mexico. It's exactly what I've been saying, NXT Mexico, NXT Japan, we'll have NXT Canada, NXT Australia. And hey, it's great for WWE. Not so great if you are an independent promoter who works in any of those places. Because as soon as they invade, they take what they want and they move on. doesn't benefit them in any way. That's just the way the WWE does business. They're not interested in being your friend. They're not interested in working with you. They're not interested in being your partner because they don't need you. They don't need Tony Khan. And Tony Khan doesn't need Triple H. He can put his head down and do his own thing.
Moo. Moo.
You know, when Chris Jericho gave an interview with Inside the Ropes the other day, I just got a clip up here on the channel about that. He was very upset about the comments that Triple H made when he said, "Oh, you know, good for them. They beat our developmental show," when we had the whole Wednesday night, not even a war. It was like a Wednesday night skirmish. But he said, like, "We don't worry about them. We don't worry about WWE. We just put our head down and focus on ourselves." And I laughed at that. I said, "Are you fucking kidding me? They can't get WWE out of their mouths. That's all they do is talk about WWE. What are you talking about? They can't stop talking about them. That's part of the problem. They talk about them too much. They worry too much about what they do. But this is going to continue. They're going to continue to fuck with AEW just like they fuck with everybody else. They tried to fuck with Ring of Honor a few years ago and block them from running Madison Square Garden. This is what they do. This shouldn't be a big surprise to Tony Khan. And again, WWE does not owe him anything. He feels personally betrayed by this. Like, I tried to be nice to them and they weren't nice to me. Well, guess what? They're not a nice company. That's not how they do business. They're very cutthroat. Maybe Tony Khan needs to be more like that himself and give it back to them. I don't know what he means when he says, "I have more money and I have unique ways of you know, kind of sticking it to that." I have no idea what he even means by that. Jericho said, "You know, my boss has more money than your boss." Like a dick measuring contest. Again, how does that benefit anybody? My dick is bigger than your dick. Who cares? It's all just nonsense. Like, they all just come off so badly when they talk like this. Anyway, I said this on Twitter. We have that Grand Slam show coming up in a few weeks at Arthur Ashe Stadium. We don't have to worry about any matches or rematches on that show. Just take one of these scrums and put that on TV and let everybody air out their grievances for 2 hours, and people will tune in. I will happily tune in and watch that. Just a 2-hour scrum where they're all just kind of arguing and getting it all out of their system, and Tony Khan is off in the corner. He's drinking White Claws, or he had the sparkling water last night. He's downing bottles of sparkling water and making all these faces. And you could just put that on TV for 2 hours. I think they would pop a big number if they did that. So we'll see who's going to, what the next move is going to be. This is the new war now. Triple H, Tony Khan, who's going to outsmart the other? Who's going to try to outscrew the other? So much going on. It's amazing to think about how the wrestling landscape has changed in the last 6 weeks. 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, whatever it is, Vince McMahon was still running the show in WWE. And we all talked about how he'll never retire, right? They'll find him dead in the chair, right? Somebody will come back from their match on fucking Main Event one day, and there's Vince face down on the table at the gorilla position. Like, he will never quit. He will never step away. And all of a sudden, Vince McMahon is gone. Triple H has taken over. Everybody is raving about the WWE shows now, right? They got this real momentum it feels like they have right now. Triple H is still in this honeymoon phase. And AEW, which had a lot of the goodwill from the fans and everything, feels like it is in absolute shambles right now. And everybody is just having a complete and total meltdown. It's amazing in 6 weeks how things can change. Unbelievable. Well, I know you guys sent in a whole bunch of super chats, so let me flip on over to your questions here. If you do have a question, I will read them. I will answer them. Or if you have comments about this whole fucked up situation, I put a poll up, by the way, in the live chat. I just said work or shoot, and shoot is winning by a percentage of 76-24. As I said, I don't believe that we are talking about some elaborate work. Very easy to excuse that and say, no, don't mind what's going on. It's all part of a larger plan that they have. I don't believe it is. I don't think you can just explain this away and wish it away by saying, it's very easy for AEW fans to say that. Oh, it's all just a work. Let it play out. No, AEW needs to be concerned about how it's playing out right now. It's not a good look. That's what they should be concerned about. Angry Magma says Alvarez and Meltzer are spreading lies. Alvarez and Meltzer are not the only ones reporting on this stuff, man. You got to wake up. You can't just blame Alvarez and Meltzer as if they're the only ones who are putting out reports about AEW. Danny Manson, thank you, sir. Rizzo, awesome surprise live. Hardest working man in wrestling podcast. Excited for Raw tonight and possibly seeing Braun back. Really think Tony Khan needs to stop focusing on WWE and start squashing these problems in AEW. Well, according to Chris Jericho, they don't talk about WWE. They never bother even talking and mentioning them. I don't know what alternate universe he's living in, but based on what he said the other day, they don't bother talking about WWE. Jay Sheeds, what is becoming apparent to me is that Punk is the sort of guy who loves airing dirty laundry of other guys in his promos, but the instant somebody does the same to him, he throws a tantrum. Again, Punk is well within his rights to confront the Young Bucks and tell them, hey, you got something to say, say it to my fucking face. I just think last night he won the world championship and they set up this major feud that is going to have to carry this company into the fall, right? Punk and MJF, it's the biggest feud they could do. And nobody was talking about it because CM Punk was more interested in eating cookies and muffins and raving about somebody who isn't even on the active roster. Alex Ollie, if you were MJF, would you kick the guardrail? No, I would not be kicking the guardrail. I would not be doing stage dives either. Chris Perry, if this is real, at this point, would a promotion really want Punk? I know he makes money, but it's also a problem. Is he worth the headache backstage? There will absolutely be somebody. If he were to, and he's not going anywhere, but if he were to leave AEW, he would be swept up in 5 seconds. When you are a big star in the way that he is, and you can argue whether you think he has been worth it to Tony Khan, he's been there for a year now. He's definitely been a benefit in some ways to their you know, pay-per-view business, and some of their business metrics are up because of him, but absolutely he will find work. He will always find work. When you are a star of that magnitude, you will never go hungry. There will always be a promoter who wants to work with you and will throw a bunch of money at you. Brian Dorn, welcome to the channel. Look at Cody, look at that. Come on, he says. Get on in here. Anderson Blitz, CM Punk's a crybaby, doo-dah, doo-dah. Rooster-loving man, that name still disturbs me. In my opinion, all sides are in the wrong. Punk should not have done that, but the Bucks should not be saying to their friends in the media that CM is a reason that Colt is not there. They shouldn't be saying that Punk is the person who went to Tony Khan to get Colt Cabana bounce from the roster. But again, you will not convince me that the reason that move was made had nothing to do with the fact that CM Punk is now working for the company. I think if they had an issue with it, then they should have confronted Tony Khan. Tony Khan could have gone to them and said, no, Punk didn't say anything about that. I made that choice. See, there's a breakdown in communication here. If people would just talk to each other, this is a good life lesson, by the way. This is not just a wrestling lesson. This is a life lesson. If people just communicate with each other and talk to each other, 95% of these kinds of problems can be avoided. But nobody talks to each other. Everybody talks behind their back and they spread, you know, lies and rumors and they talk shit behind people's back. And then we end up with situations like this. Talk to each other. This could easily be avoided. It's possible that with all of his time off that MJF had, that he was watching a lot of movies on Netflix. He's going to want to hear this. You've heard me talk about ExpressVPN and how you need to be using it to protect yourself online, but you can also use it to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. I am about to blow your mind. I went to go watch Goodfellas the other day. Great movie. Casino's a great one too. Two Scorsese films, both with De Niro and Pesci, but I got to go with Goodfellas. Only I couldn't. because it left Netflix on Wednesday. You believe that? Thankfully, I'm a smart guy. I fired up my ExpressVPN app and I switched my location to France, like I'm Carmen Sandiego. I refresh Netflix, and there it was. The Goodfellas are back. ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think that you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. That's a lot of Netflix libraries. If you love Korean dramas, use ExpressVPN to watch Parasite on South Korean Netflix. If you like scary movies, there's always Halloween on Netflix in Brazil. And it's not Netflix. It's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service. Hulu? Got it. YouTube? Absolutely. Guys, there are hundreds of VPNs out there, like a lot of them. The reason that I use ExpressVPN is because it's ridiculously fast. I never have buffering, I never have lag issues. I can watch my shows and movies in beautiful HD, and it works on all my devices, so I can watch it from home, I can watch it on the go, pretty much anywhere I want. So if you want access to hundreds of new shows and movies, go to expressvpn.com/solomonster right now, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/solomonster. ExpressVPN.com/solomonster to learn more. Verbal Souls. Tony Khan couldn't manage a Tim Hortons. Andy VR Omni. All this happened because the Elite leaked BS reports to the media and Hangman went off script first. Not a punk supporter, but the BS started with them. Absolutely, could very well be true. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that there is nobody in this situation who comes off as looking good, and there is nobody who handled this situation the right way. Punk did not handle it the right way. If the Bucks are spreading shit, they're not handling it the right way. Tony Khan is not handling it the right way. Hangman going on TV and making comments like that, if that's what he was referring to. Also, not going about it the right way. I don't see what that accomplishes. I mean, I remember when Hangman made that comment about workers' rights and I'm trying to save the company from you. Again, at the time, if you're not in the loop on this stuff, you have people watching on TV going, what's he talking about? Bully the Clown. Hey, D'Arlo, thank you for the $30 Super Chat drop. Bully the Clown is getting some extra work tonight. So again, it just makes the TV shows, it makes you scratch your head and go, what was that about? What was that comment about? Like, nobody understands what they're talking about. So why even go on television and do it there? How about this? Why don't you go to CM Punk and knock on his door and go, hey, Punk, can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, sure, come on in. You know, for years, you heard people, I don't know if this was a Jim Cornette thing or if this was a kind of a common knock on them, but you would hear the expression, all friends wrestling, thrown around. And as time has gone on, it's become pretty clear that there was a lot of truth to that. The whole all friends wrestling thing and some of the things that were being said behind the scenes and behind people's backs. You know, again, it's like Punk said, it's childish, juvenile bullshit. When he says I'm working with children, he's not entirely wrong about that. Ben Burnside. Hey, Solomonster, you are the man. Thank you, sir. This summer marked my 10-year anniversary of listening to you, where I heard you praising Scott Stanford on TV tracks. Scott Stanford is still working for WWE. Scott Stanford is a local sportscaster here in New York. I believe he is still working here. The Clown is back. Stephen Chow. I knew it would be Stephen. That's Stephen's favorite Super Chat. Bully is getting around tonight, man. Bully is he's being overworked here. This poor guy. You're gonna wear this guy out. Hey, Juan, thank you for the sub. Grady Lou Gubbins. Alvarez on his show said that they were only there because Dave said that they had to be there after doing an interview with Tony Khan. Suspicious decision timing. What is that? I don't know what that is in reference to. Who had to be where? Anti-M Bishop, thank you, Solomonster, for your hard work. Thank you. Thank you for the support. EJ Slemp, I thought it was interesting. The 11-year-old kid they have at all the scrums didn't ask Punk a question. I wonder how scared he was of Punk during that. AJ, awesome. I think he's like 13. Is he 11 or 13? I thought he was 13 years old. Yeah, I mean, they have this little kid. I think it's AJ, awesome. He's got his own YouTube channel. Shout out to him. Shout out to AJ. He's always at these scrums. And, I mean, I could just imagine last night, right? You got Punk sitting up there, and he's going, fuck, shit, goddamn. Like, he's throwing all these, you know, fuck Hangman and fuck the Bucks and fuck Colt Cabana and fuck anybody else. And here's AJ, who's probably just, you know, he wants to ask him a question, like, what's your favorite wrestling move? Kid's probably scared out of his wits, you know, watching this meltdown here. Fluffy Panda with the $5 super chat. Do you think it could be a shoot, the Cabana stuff, a work with the EVPs, and a shoot with Hangman Page? Also, does Tony Khan need an adult to get the locker room in order? No, that's his job. He should be able to do that on his own. He shouldn't have to rely on somebody else to do it for him. And the Cabana stuff, yes, the Cabana stuff is a shoot. The other stuff, look, I can't sit here and tell you 100% that there isn't some elements of working in it, but do I believe it is? No, I don't. I don't believe that this is a work, this is a shoot, this is a shoot, this is a work. I think there's a real dislike and a real distrust there. And the longer it festers, the worse that wound is going to get. It's going to get infected. Eventually, you're going to have to cut the arm off. You're going to have to cut the leg off. That's what happens. It's like a cancer. It spreads. Nino, I fully support CM Punk in this situation. Passive-aggressive EVPs gossiping to journalists is not what is best for business. It is unprofessional. I agree, but what CM Punk did last night is also unprofessional. You cannot excuse one just because you think he has a point. He may have a point, but he also was unprofessional. Both of those things can be true. Chris with the 1999, Tony Khan comparing himself to Crockett was high comedy. WWE booked Clash at the Castle in April, 3 months before All Out was booked. Yes, but they have booked Labor Day weekend every year for the past 2 or 3 years for All Out. So they knew that was a weekend that AEW was going to run. So I don't want to buy, that's nonsense. I know what you're saying, the All Out show wasn't officially announced. They knew exactly what the score was. They knew AEW typically runs that weekend, and they were going to run a show that weekend. Don't give me this stuff like, oh, WWE had no idea that AEW was going to run that weekend. Oh, we had no idea. Bullshit. They knew. They knew. Vince booked head-to-head with JCP shows and strong-armed cable companies not to carry them. To my point, this is WWE's MO. They've been doing this for decades. They never play nice. I don't know why Tony Khan all of a sudden thinks the WWE is going to be his best friend. He should have seen this coming. Spicy Dry Chicken, this whole situation is a hot mess. Stephen Feese, elated that you are live as I just finished the stream from last night. Get your house in order, Tony. Then give me the AEW I fell in love with again. Hashway with the 30. Hey, Hash, what's going on? Punk eating cake while staring at Tony was everything. This drama is better than any show on TV. Appreciate your hard work, even if I am not always live in the chat. Well, thank you, Hash. And shout out to Robert. I see you in the chat. Joshua Edwards, good God, Solo. I have not even had time to listen to the Sunday morning podcast or the All Out show. Crazy weekend. Well, now you have plenty of content. You have plenty of content to fill your week with. And we have Raw tonight. I'm going to be live in about 7 hours. 6 hours? 6 hours. Food Hive, wow, an emergency sound off. He is ruining AEW. Shaquille Douglas, welcome to the channel. And Gerald Murphy just became a sound off legend. All of our new channel members. All you green people, I see the green names in the live chat. Thank you very much. All right, so we have an update here. Let me see here. Hold on. From Sean Ross Sav, this is according to Miguel in the chat. CM Punk and Ace Steel against the Elite, and Christopher Daniels tried to separate them. Ace Steel bit someone. Someone threw a chair at Nick Jackson. Jesus Christ. Ace Steel bit someone. Was he a fucking vampire? Someone threw a chair at Nick Jackson. What an embarrassment. What an absolute, if that's true, what an absolute embarrassment. This is, oh my God. Rizzo. If Punk threw the first punch, I'm surprised he connected. I just corpsed like you did when you saw I smoke a lot of weeds, super chat. It's true. Hey, CM Punk, I give him credit for getting into the octagon and trying his hand at fighting, but I just said if he connected with the punch, I would be surprised. Beetle 911, thank you for the sub. Iceman, is there no grown-ups in this company? Just fire Punk because this crap is just ridiculous. Tony Khan is very protective of CM Punk. The fact that he didn't shut him down last night when he started going off on the EVPs, I think tells you everything you need to know about, you know, the relationship that he has with Punk and how he feels about Punk. He doesn't want to have to be forced to choose sides here. It's almost like he's in this impossible position now where he's being pulled in both directions. On the one hand, he's got the Bucks, who are executives in his company and helped founded the company. They are part of the company. And then he has this guy who's only been here for a year, and it just, all of a sudden, there's just total chaos. He's only been here for 1 year, and everything feels like it's burning down. Boomerang, Tony Khan's running the company as effectively as him and his pops are running the Jaguars. Cash the Kid, I think Punk is 100% right about the Bucks leaking stuff. Remember all the past leaks about Cody and Brandy being disliked backstage. There were definitely people leaking information about Cody and Brandy, and it made me wonder at the time where that was coming from. Again, was it the Bucks? What were the other EVPs? Because there were stories about how they weren't close anymore. The EVPs, they weren't really as friendly as they used to be. I don't know. And look, there were things that Cody was kind of teasing that he said, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to get into it. Yeah, it's possible that Cody knows certain things and he's trying to be diplomatic about it and didn't want to burn any bridges. CM Punk obviously does not subscribe to the same philosophy. He is not. CM Punk is not as politically correct as Cody Rhodes is. Cody Rhodes talks sometimes, and I like Cody, but Cody, it's like he's running for office. He's very diplomatic in what he says. He's very careful about what he says. CM Punk, the one thing I guess you have to respect about Punk, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he's a dick. He can be a dick, and he owns it. But he wears his emotions on his sleeve, which is also, I think, a detriment sometimes. But Punk just doesn't give a shit. He doesn't like you. He has no issues going public and letting the entire world know that he doesn't like you and why he doesn't like you. We have Sejizzle. If Tony Khan doesn't punish Punk, roster should strike. Supposedly, the roster is very divided right now. You got half the people in support of one side, half the people in support of the other. I said it's a civil war. They're creating an environment of a civil war behind the scenes in this company. That is not going to end well. Lenard McCormick, stars get treated differently than everybody else. This is how it's been in show business. I don't expect anything to happen to Punk. I don't either. But you just suspended Eddie Kingston for far less. Now let's see you put your money where your mouth is. Show the roster that you mean it. You're not playing favorites and nobody gets preferential treatment. If there was a fight, if he instigated that fight, if it comes out that that's what happened, Tony Khan should take action. A fine, a suspension, something. Something should be done. How do you not do anything? Make an example. Spicy Dried Chicken, I hate to say it, but CM Punk becoming world champion has unfortunately become a curse. First the injury and now ranting off. You know, Jon Moxley just lost that title to Punk last night. Jon Moxley was the model champion. He really was. Jon Moxley, he didn't cause any problems. He was there when Tony Khan needed him. Tony Khan needed him to step in when Punk got hurt, Forbidden Door and everything. He stepped up. He's still working all these other indie shows, right? He's probably going to lose the GCW title in a few weeks to Nick Gage, right? They're doing that title versus career match. He's all over the place. He went into Chicago last night. and he did the honors, and he did business the right way, and he lost to CM Punk, and I can only imagine what somebody like him must be thinking watching this whole place burn down this way. You don't even have to like John Moxley, but you got to admit, John Moxley has been a model citizen for this company. You didn't have this kind of controversy when he was the champion. King Bling Blah, does Tony Khan screw Punk and side with MJF at Grand Slam? Are you talking about Tony Khan becoming a character on the show? Because the answer is a resounding no. Absolutely not. Spicy Dried Chicken. Big Swole mentioned lack of structure and diversity. Lack of structure is something that's been talked about for a long time. That's why Tony Khan made those moves a few weeks ago to put some people in place. And, you know, brought in Madison Rayne to be a coach for the women. And Tony Schiavone got a promotion. And Sanjay Dutt got a promotion. Ty Leakey, thank you for the subscribe. We got Andrew Carroll with the $5 super chat. I prefer Punk's legitimacy in the ring rather than the Bucks' gymnastics routines. To be honest, I think Tony should try being a leader more than a friend. You may be right on that. You may have hit the nail on the head. Maybe he's trying to be friends with everybody. You know, look, I don't want to start comparing one to the other, but there was a certain way that things are done in WWE, and I don't agree with it. I like a lot of the changes that Triple H has been making. I wish they would kind of loosen the reins a little bit on certain things. But I don't think that we're... And Vince was friendly with guys. It's not like he wasn't friendly with, like, The Undertaker and Roman Reigns and people like that. But he wasn't your friend. He was your boss. And I think there's something to be said for people having an understanding that this guy is not your best friend. He's your fucking boss. You need to look at him like your boss, and you have to respect that. And I don't get the sense that there is a whole lot of respect going around for Tony Khan. If I were Tony Khan, I'd be pissed as all hell. People are stepping all over me. They're making me look like a fool. They're making my company look like a joke. What are you going to do about that? Epsilon Sama, are you friends with Scott Colton? After last night, no. No, I am not friends with Scott Colton. Food Hive, as a manager and a friend, I cannot stand the fact that Tony Khan is just sitting there listening to his talent and EVPs being insulted. If a boss, friend, or colleague is sitting there as someone talking shit, as they're talking shit, it is a problem for him as well. I agree. Dixie Khan. Suffering in College with the $35 super chat. Tony is a goddamn embarrassment. Wow. Suffering in College is getting right to the point here. He's not mincing his words. How does your talent respect you so little that they feel so comfortable that he embarrasses the company like that sitting right next to you? And you just sit there. Imagine someone doing this to Triple H. That's my point. You would never see that. You would never, ever see that. Triple H had this media scrum after Clash at the Castle. He might be second-guessing doing them going forward after this weekend. But he had the scrum. And look, the post-show scrum after Clash at the Castle was fucking boring. I mean, you had Roman Reigns in character storming off after one question. See, I don't have any tolerance for that. But if Triple H wants to have legitimate, you know, media scrums, like he used to have the conference calls with NXT, I think that's a positive. I think that's something he should do more of. But they're always in control of the situation. You can never, ever imagine them losing control of the room in the way that Tony Khan did last night. I mean, that is a noticeable difference between the two sides. Rizzo, oh my God, almost 4,000 people here. Also, WWE seemingly was onto something, not wanting him back when Fox begged them to bring him back. I don't know if Fox was begging them to bring Punk back, but when Punk was doing the backstage show on FS1, there were reports that they were open to the idea of Punk going back to WWE. I don't know how serious that was. Cuz with the $5 super chat, everyone is so afraid to be worked that they say, oh, it's a work with everything. If it's a work, what's the payout? Punk versus Colt Cabana in 2022? Yeah, I mean, again, that's what I was saying before. It's like, yes, there are certain situations that may turn out to be a work where they take something that's real and they turn it into a story, but it's wrestling. So people automatically think, oh, I'm being worked. And I have to say that it's a work so I don't get worked. Being worked is not necessarily a horrible thing. That's the whole basis of professional wrestling, right? Is to get you to believe. And if they get you to believe in something that ends up being a work, then they've done their job. Only in this situation, as Kaz said, what's the end game here? There is no obvious end game. It's not going to be Punk and Cabana. Punk and the Bucks, what are Punk and the Bucks going to do? Punk's not even a tag team guy. What exactly is the story that we're supposed to be looking for here on television? It doesn't make any sense. It's very, very dumb. Kobe O with the $9.99. You don't want to lose the locker room. That is a perfect description on what is going on in AEW and what differentiates Tony with Triple H. Would Triple H let the WWE or AEW locker room get this bad? I would hope not. I mean, he's only been on the job for 6 weeks, so we'll see, but I would hope not. Tony needs to step up and be a leader in AEW. Von Tell, would you say Ricky Starks is a guy that Tony should not lose at all costs? I bet Cody and Mello Hayes, their good buddies, will be trying to recruit him. Yes, if I'm Tony Khan, I'm going to do everything I can to hold on to Ricky Starks. I know he is very close with Cody. Cody has talked about texting with people that are still in AEW when they have questions. He'll talk to them if they have questions about how things are over on the other side. I would imagine Ricky Starks maybe is one of those people, but I don't know that. If I'm Tony Khan, I'm going to do everything I can to try to hold on to him. Griga with the 10 spot at work, but here is some love. Thank you, Griga. Very kind of you. MattView72, thank you for covering this live. Unrelated, but I will always go back to your Meltzer impression talking about Vince booking a show on the moon. Meltzer always, he's always good for a laugh because he always just has that dry sense of humor. Where he'll be having a discussion with some, like I'll see these clips pop up where it's him and like Alvarez and I don't know, it'll be some ridiculous comment like, yeah, unless they wrestle on the moon. And then Meltzer will be like, well, that's not going to happen. And Alvarez is like, yeah, I know. But he's like, that's impossible. It's physically impossible. Can't happen. I always say, like, never change. Dave should never change. Food Hive, CM Punk is a hypocrite who spit in the face of Tony Khan and the entire roster by going into business for himself and leaked info to the media. It is disrespectful. Boomerang, if the news about Punk swinging on the Bucks is true, you know Tony Khan will not have the balls to suspend him like he did with Eddie Kingston. Balls in his court. He needs to do the right thing. If that's how it played out, then he has to hold him to the same standards that he would anybody else. Lamar Smith, do you think after what Punk did to Tony Khan, or that Tony Khan, can be taken seriously as a leader, or should someone else step in as a boss? Again, it's his company. I mean, there's nobody else who's going to step in. It's Tony Khan or bust. It's up to him to take charge. It's his company. It's his job. Shinakuma, crazy is what I'm crazy W is what I am calling this promotion. All madness. Tony Khan and the roster needs better help. Are we talking about better help online therapy? Because they are a sponsor, you know. You can find that link in the description down below. I don't know if you're talking about actual help or better help. Hey, Paul Hamilton. Holy shit. Holy shit. Paul Hamilton dropped a $100 super chat that I completely missed. I guess I was so focused on what I was talking about. I did not even see this come in before. Wow. Perhaps members of the AEW squad need to read The Adventures of Hardy the Horse to find their inner peace. Thank you for the plug. Thank you for the plug for my mother's children's book. I appreciate that. But Paul, you are awesome. Paul is good people. I believe Paul is actually going to be at Raw in a few weeks. Said that he's going to try to get a sign there on camera. So when they come to, I guess they'll be in Portland. He'll be there. Tonic Blaze, to be honest, I think it's too late for Tony Khan to step up to be a boss at this point unless he starts suspending or firing people to set an example. The locker room is treating Tony Khan like a substitute teacher in high school. Christian Vega, thank you for the sub. Welcome to the channel. Hopefully you'll be with us tonight after Monday Night Raw. Rizzo, I enjoy the drama, and also AEW has taken pot shots at WWE. For example, Taz with this sloppy shop comment. Yeah, yeah. Let's not forget about that. Everybody was going off on them for being a sloppy shop during COVID when everybody was getting sick. Who has the sloppy shop now? That's why you always got to be careful when you take pot shots at people. Things have a way of coming back around. Who has the sloppy shop now? Says, personally, I love it. AEW should run SummerSlam weekend now. You know, the problem is WWE is just so much bigger. It hurts AEW if they do that. If they try to compete with WWE on that same level and fuck with them the way the WWE fucks with them, it's only going to hurt AEW. Whatever show they put on that weekend, SummerSlam is going to be the bigger show no matter what. SummerSlam has a lot more equity than any of the AEW shows do. So if he's going to try to screw with them, he's got to find a different way to do it, because all that's like saying, oh, I'm going to move Dynamite to Monday nights and put it opposite Raw. That would be suicide. It would be suicide for AEW if they did that. They have to find other ways to compete. Here's my suggestion. Focus on your own shit. Don't worry so much about what they're doing. Focus on your stuff. Iceman, I am not a huge WWE fan, but I will... But Tony Khan will never be able to outbook Triple H and get his house in order. Nightmare Knee. Punk was speaking the truth, but he was still out of line. Kevin Velasquez, at least he likes Adam Cole, baby. Yeah, one of the few people that Punk put over last night, he actually said Adam Cole is the nicest guy. That's what everybody says. They all say Adam Cole is just the nicest guy in the world. Adam Cole and Danhausen, I think, are the only two people that CM Punk did not bury during that scrum last night. He said he was wearing Danhausen's boots because ever since he broke his foot, he can't find comfortable boots to wear. So Danhausen said, here, try mine, and they fit like a glove. So he put over Danhausen. D'Arlo, everyone in the wrong, Punk flapping his gums and saying that it's my way or the highway. The EVPs are flapping their gums to the wrestling media and being like the 50 to 60-year-old women gossiping to the media. What do you have against the mature female demographic? What are you saying here? And John Moxley as well, yes. He was very complimentary of John Moxley. Stephen Chappa, hey Pierre, thank you for the sub. Stephen Chappa, when people don't communicate, you turn into a clown show. Send for the clowns. Thank you, Stephen. EJ Slamp, was last night more significant than the pipe bomb? I mean, last night was totally different. I mean, the pipe bomb was a television angle that launched Punk into main event status. This was not a television angle, and this is not going to launch anybody into anything except into the fucking ground. So I don't even equate the two. I don't see them as being the same thing. Tonic Blaze, random dream match, Sheamus against Ishii. Sounds good to me. Isaac, could CM Punk have used better help? I think he can. I think CM Punk needs to talk to somebody. I have the perfect link for him to use, too. Cassidy Grooms, thank you for the $1.99. Spicy Dried Chicken, AEW is in danger of becoming a victim of their own success. Scribble Stokes, is this 99 WCW or 97 WWF with Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels? This honestly feels more to me like 99 WCW, and that's not a good thing. Joe Cronin Show. What's going on, Joe? MJF returned buried by CM Punk. Bucks and butterfly pants. Good job, idiots. What's going on, Solo? You're killing it now. Thanks for putting me out of business, LOL. Nah. I would never do that. Yeah, I forgot that Hangman wore the butterfly jeans on TV a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's like I said before, though. MJF, he got a taste of his own medicine. I said he got Wardlow. Now he feels the way that Wardlow felt after Double or Nothing. Brian Pissera, can't we all just get along in AEW? I think they all need to just roast marshmallows in the back and sing Kumbaya. I just laugh at the fact that people thought that's what was happening before. I think there was this image like it's just this everyone's friends and they're all hanging out. They're all best buds. Like, it's all bullshit. It's all fucking, it's the fucking wrestling business. Everyone's out for themselves. Give me a fucking break. Everybody is out for themselves. Everybody has their friends. Everybody has their little cliques. It's all politics. It's all bullshit. It always bubbles up to the surface. It's just, it's the way it is. AEW is no different. Ed Swoggle. What bothered me the most about it was after he said people need to mind their own business about his friendship with Colt, he makes his bank info everyone's business. Yeah, that was one of the revelations from yesterday, I guess, is that Colt Cabana shares a checking account with his mother. He felt the need to put that out there. Flamethrower Fluff Salisbury, last night my kid called me from college singing Ruby, Ruby, Ruby Broke Nose. I had to give him points for creativity. I feel bad for Ruby. First she got dumped on her head, almost broke her fucking neck. Sammy Guevara just let her go, and the way that she fell, you know, after she got kicked in the head by Ty Mello, he let go of her, and she landed on her neck. It was so nasty. It reminded me of Big E getting dropped on his head by Ridge Holland. And as if that wasn't bad enough, then she gets her nose broken at the end of the match. So she did not have a good night last night. Jay Baker, Cornette predicted this. F the Bucks and Paige. Oh, I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about this situation. I'm sure of it. I know he's such a big fan of the Bucks and Kenny Omega. Rojo Bear 24, no new video of BTE this morning. Makes you wonder. Yeah, probably got a couple of black eyes. They don't want to go on camera with them. Hey, Josh Crocker, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. Midwest Outsider 707, bet FTR or Bryan Danielson go off next. The Elite are messy. Remember, Jay White and Tama Tonga tried to tell everybody a year ago. Yeah, there's the whole FTR Young Bucks thing, and it's a mess. It's a mess. It goes beyond CM Punk. There's a lot of stories about a lot of different people. It's a mess. Tom Talks Rubbish, wishing the best day possible. Thanks for being a true inspiration to me and so many others. Tom, it's good to hear from you, brother. Check out his channel. Did a great interview with Tom a few months ago on his YouTube channel. Where are we at, by the way, on the likes? Are we at 900? We could do 1,000. Come on. We're going to get out of here in a few minutes. Let's get that up to 1,000. Delbert McClintock, thank you for the $4.99. Funky Weapon, who do you book against Braun Strowman when he comes back? Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley, that'd be a big match to do. Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley. I'm trying to think, who else, if he's going to be on Monday Night Raw, who would be another good name for Braun to be programmed with? I don't know, but Lashley is kind of the one that stands out to me on the Raw brand. Delbert, again, thank you. Thunder Knight, Serenity Now, Serenity Now. Insanity later. Darth Paddock, Tony Khan should hit the reset button. Everybody who wants to leave should be granted their release. He should rebuild with the people who want to be there. Well, that's not going to happen. I would not just release everybody. But I definitely think he's going to have another meeting. He's going to have another sit down with the entire roster, because you got people who work for him who are wondering what the hell's going on here, right? You got to make sure you don't lose the confidence of your locker room. So the best thing to do, I think, is to sit down, get everybody together, and again, hash this shit out and just lay down the law and say, look, this is not going to be tolerated going forward. People have things they want to get off their chest. They want to get something out of their system. That's it. Speak now or forever hold your peace. We'll do it in private. We'll handle our business in private. We'll get it fixed, and we'll move on from here. And we'll focus on having the biggest possible fall season that we can with MJF chasing after CM Punk. They just introduced Trios titles. Now you got Omega and the Bucks, right? They have the belts they always wanted. I did see that after the last meeting with talent backstage, Kenny Omega made some comments that raised eyebrows. He was talking. He said certain things that rubbed people the wrong way. Supposedly, there was even a comment made. I saw this mentioned on PW Insider by Dave Scherer that he made a comment at the talent meeting that if it were up to him, 80% of the people here, he wouldn't have hired. Again, I don't know if he made that comment or not, but again, these things were talked about coming out of that meeting. Omega obviously has a very high opinion of himself. And he and the Bucks are in, they're in the catbird seat, right? Because they've got their EVP titles. They have a lot of power in this company. And they have a lot of people who are not necessarily big fans of theirs. Piero Beadle. Sean Ross said that the Young Bucks did not tell him about Colt Cabana. Natural girth. Wow. All right. Natural girth. He's all natural, everybody. Just subscribe to the channel. Brian Becerra, the inmates are running the asylum. Arkham Asylum. It's crazy what's going on. Lakers, Pats, AEW needs someone like Undertaker to control the boys. Yeah, that's what they need. They need Undertaker to bring back Wrestler's Court so he can get himself a couple of bottles of Jack. Winter's Paw, AEW is pulling total divas to shame. LOL. This is like it's like the worst reality show I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, Sting. What do you think someone like Sting is? Sting, I bet, doesn't even want to have anything to do with any of this. Sting just shows up, he gets his paycheck, he goes out there, he gets a big pop. He dives off the balcony every now and then. Sting is probably like hearing about this and Regal and people like that going, what the fuck is going on here? This is embarrassing. They don't want to have anything to do with this. Anti-M Bishop says AEW needs Bill Watts. I just picture Sting chilling up in the rafters, just shaking his head. Groovy Goose, Nick Hausman from Wrestling Inc. mentioned he did improv with Colt. That's how Punk led into his rant. What a random thing to cause such turmoil. Yes, but it was Punk who asked him about that. That's the only reason Hausman brought it up. So it's almost like he already had it on his mind, and he was bound and determined. And, like, Hausman almost ruined it for him because he's like, are you friends with Colt, right? You did stand-up with him, right? Like, you're friends with him? And then Hausman goes, actually, no, I'm not friends with him anymore. We don't see eye to eye. We're not on the same page. And then Punk was almost like, oh, you ruined my in to go into the rant here. But I'll go on the rant anyway. So Punk came into that room pissed off, ready to go off no matter what. There were no questions that set him off. He had a mission when he walked into that room. He knew exactly what he was doing. Gerald Armstrong, best part of the media scrum was when Punk said Colt Cabana shares a bank account with his mother. Scribble Stokes, trust me, the Elite will debut like the Radicals. Think they'll pop up on Monday Night Raw? Manny Rivera with the $20 super chat. This is the result of Tony Khan's weak leadership in picking the Bucks and Omega as EVPs, abusing their power, avoiding to put over FTR. I mean, they did put over FTR in their last match. They put over FTR. Spreading to Meltzer, news about discord between the EVPs goes back to the beginning. It does. Those stories are not new. Those stories go back quite a ways. It's all just kind of coming out in the open right now. Groovy Goose, Punk and Bucks could use some magic spoon. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Food Hive. At food, look at this. He's plugging himself. I should rephrase that. That could be taken the wrong way. Maybe he's been looking at photos of Smurfette again. Spicy dried chicken. Tony Khan needs a vacation. I said he's going to spread himself very thin. He bought Ring of Honor, right? He's already got the football team. He's got an analytics company. He's got the wrestling company. He's got Fulham. He's got all these different things, and he's going to spread himself thin. Maybe that's part of the reason why things just feel like they're spiraling out of control. You know, maybe he's got too much on his plate. Paul Heyman, can we call Punk's behavior a cult of personality? That is one of your better super chats. That is one of your. I'll give you applause for that one. That was very good. Near Roth. Says, you're the man, I beat Hodgkins. Yes. Everybody give Nier a shout out in the chat because he kicked Hodgkins' ass. And I was very happy to hear that. So, Nier, I hope you're doing well. Winter's Paw, I have no sympathy for Tony Khan after how he treated Big Swole. The dude is in his mid-40s, yet throws a tantrum like a 5-year-old brat when he doesn't get his way, only now his daddy can't bail him out. I don't even know if he is 40. He's either 39 or 40. I don't think he's 40 yet. He's not mid-40s. Hey, Jordan Just, thank you for the sub. Spaghetti, $4.99. Kenny's contract will be up in February. What are the chances he is still around for the release of the video game that he worked so hard on? I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think Omega's going to be the one. If anybody leaves, I don't think Omega's going to be going anywhere. James Gentry, MJF, was right about all friends wrestling. Also, shame his epic return is overshadowed by this high school drama. Tony is a coward. Epsilon Sama, should Adam Cole move away from the Elite? It seems he is a legitimate nice guy that doesn't bury people behind their backs like other members. Well, nice guys don't usually end up doing too well in the wrestling business. Adam Cole is the exception. I don't know what they're going to do with Adam Cole. Adam Cole's buddies are gone. Kyle O'Reilly had neck fusion surgery. I'm surprised nobody brought that up and asked Tony Khan about that at the scrum. It looks like he had neck fusion surgery. Bobby Fish is gone. His contract expired. So there's no more Red Dragon. And before he got hurt and went away, he turned on the Young Bucks. So he has no friends left. He has nowhere to go. Adam Cole's going to come back. He's going to grovel and say, please take me back. I don't have anybody else. Maybe he could start managing Britt Baker. Maybe Vince McMahon was right. Maybe Adam Cole is destined to be a manager. Only instead of managing Keith Lee, he'll manage his girlfriend. Once Jamie Hayter splits with Britt Baker, which is already in the works, maybe her new manager will be Adam Cole. Epsilon Sama, should Adam Cole... I already read that. we have Apis with the $4.99. How involved do you think Kenny is in this? And do you see a path for him to join WWE because of this? I just hope he doesn't bring gymnastic boys with him. My sense... I don't get the sense that he's going to be too eager to leave. Look, you can never say... Never. Look what happened with Cody, right? That was shocking to a lot of people. I don't get the sense that he's going to leave. Would they take him? Is there a pathway to WWE? Of course, Triple H would love to have Kenny Omega. And there are plenty of people for Kenny Omega to work with, right? He and AJ Styles, I know they would love to work together. They've talked about it. So, yeah, anything's possible. Look how crazy a year that it's been. I take nothing off the table. Bo Knows, 83, thank you for the sub. Give you the Sasha Banks thumbs up there. Rizzo, the AEW drama and the leaking of the Vince scandal would be the best TV shows going if they made them into a TV show. What a crazy year. See you for the Raw review. Maximum Alex, Tony keeps making the same mistakes over and over again, not just with the drama. He just gave MJF everything he wanted and set him up for superstardom. It's Cody all over again. Well, that's a storyline. He didn't give MJF anything. MJF is already under a contract. That was all a work that just played itself out over the last few months. I don't believe Tony Khan gave him a raise. I don't believe he gave him... any of the stuff in that voicemail message that he talked about that they played last night, it's all part of the plan. We've got CJBYM. Where do you think the Royal Rumble location should be? I'm looking forward to going to my very first one in January. Do it from like a stadium in Canada. Like a big show in Toronto or something. Although there are rumors Toronto could be in the running for SummerSlam, so they might not want to do it for the Rumble. Nier says, Sting, how the hell am I in WCW again? Yeah, WCW, or he could say that about TNA. Sting has seen it all. Sting saw this shit play out in WCW. He saw this shit play out with Dixie and TNA. This is like old hat to him. He's like, yeah, been there, done that. I don't want to have anything to do with this stuff. Skywalker Club. Kenny is the Joker, Punk is Red Hood, and the Bucks are both Harley Quinn. Decide all you want who is Batman. Who would Batman be? Who would Batman be in this situation? MJF, is he Batman? Samoan Fan 101, someone was going to blow up about the Elite sooner or later. It just so happened that it was Punk, who won't take any BS. EVP should not be wrestlers. I agree on that last part. G Nice just subscribed to the channel. Bones Jones, will the public drama affect TV negotiations? I don't think it will, but that's up to Tony Khan to make sure that it doesn't get worse. He's got to make sure that it doesn't have any kind of major public effect. I mean, it could, if people are really upset and they decide to walk out or stuff, it could have an effect on their TV show. But, you know, you got to handle it before it gets out of hand. You got to handle it before it gets any worse. TV networks hear about this stuff. You know, they know what's going on. And if they think there's instability, if they think that, hey, are these problems going to affect us? If, you know, you don't want them asking questions about stuff. It's not the kind of headache that Tony Khan needs heading into a television negotiation. Ernest B., new pay-per-view, AEW Civil War, Elites versus Team Punk. Corny as the special ref, loser leaves the company. Make it happen. Psychopathic Savior, bet Punk was in a bad mood because Chicago cheered MJF instead of him, so he had to let out his frustration. Yeah, he probably wasn't too thrilled about that. Standing in the middle of the ring while the heel gets all the cheers. James Gentry, didn't Punk say when he came in that he wouldn't put over guys like Hangman and the Bucks? And that's what led to Hangman doing his promo on Punk? No, I don't believe that. I've never heard that. Scott Woodford, Ben Hammon said things that Punk echoed last night, so this is not new to me. JM with the $10 super chat, I just wanted to give you the money I owe you before you out me in your next media scrum for sharing a bank account with my mother. AEW media scrum Rampage should replace Rampage. Fuck Rampage. I said before, Grand Slam, Dynamite Grand Slam. 2 hours, Arthur Ashe Stadium. It'll be a bigger show than Serena Williams in her last tennis match. Channel 1107, how did we get to this point? Backstage drama overshadowing the product. I get this makes for great content for you, and I love listening to your views, but do you enjoy that it has come to this? I don't. I don't get any pleasure out of this at all. I'm a lot happier that Triple H replaced Vince McMahon, and watching WWE television is starting to become more enjoyable than it has been in years. People think, oh, yeah, all these podcasters and YouTubers, they just enjoy walking around. They walk around pissed off and upset all the time. Hey, I'm a happy guy. Anybody who knows me, I'm a happy guy. I don't walk around flipping people off with a big fucking sour puss on my face. And I enjoy talking about wrestling when it's fun. All of this stuff, yeah, I mean, it's great to have this content to talk about. It's huge, right? Thousands of people come out to hear what I have to say about this stuff and other podcasters as well. But no, I don't enjoy this. This shouldn't be. This doesn't have to be this way. The more that stuff like this happens, one day I could be sitting here a year from now. Maybe there's no AEW to talk about anymore. All of a sudden I have, you know, half the amount of content for my channel to cover because AEW isn't even around anymore. That doesn't benefit anybody. Manny Rivera, what I meant, about the Bucks were supposed to put over FTR in the third match of their trilogy and instead pivoted to the Trios title. Well, that makes more sense, and that's very possible. Very possible that... look, it's Issa. Shout out to NYC Demon Diva in the chat. Shout out to Issa. Let me see here. I am going to... I was going to try something. I can't do it. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Man, this chat is going by so fucking fast. Where are you? Shout out to Issa. Everybody say hello to Issa in the chat. NYC Demon Diva. Where is it in the chat? There was something in the chat I was looking for. Here we go. There we go. I just made Issa a wrench. I just threw you a wrench. You can play dodgeball with a ball. You can play dodgeball with a wrench. Good luck. We've got X Raven with the $10 super chat. Regardless of who is right, Punk did not need to air this out on a media scrum for all to see. Next to Tony Khan, we really did not need to know any of this. Did Punk even approach anybody? An unmitigated disaster. I said, communication, man, all this stuff could be avoided 95% of the time by just going up to somebody and saying, hey, brother, you got a few minutes? I want to talk to you about something. That's it. That's all you have to do. And even if you can't work it out, if you still can't agree, at least you went face-to-face like men, you know where things stand, and you go about your business. The honor is all mine. Issa is now our newest moderator. Manny Rivera, $20 super chat. FTR has not been shy defending Punk, with the Bucks in charge of booking the tag team division. I wonder how much they had anything to do with it. Your take is fair, and I respect it. I think they will lose their EVP status the next contract. I think they should. I think they should lose their EVP status. I don't think that active talent should be EVPs. I think that basically has proven to be a very bad situation that causes a lot of problems and causes a lot of distrust and drama where none needs to exist. So I don't know how easy it's going to be to strip that away from them without, you know, chasing them away. But if that's how it has to be, then so be it. Boots, had to pause Better Call Saul to show support. Perhaps the bank account is the account that he had as a kid. Who wants to set up a new bank account? Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know why that was such a problem. The only thing I could think of is why Punk would mention that as being a big deal, that he shares a bank account with his mother. I don't know, because the whole lawsuit was about payments, right, for like legal costs and stuff. Unless he was implying that Colt was somehow, maybe he had money that he claimed he didn't have in a different bank account. Like, I don't know what he was really getting at by mentioning that. It just felt like a dumb, cheap dig to me. Like all the idiots that always say to people on social media, oh, you live in your parents' basement. People like Baron Corbin on social media. Oh, so-and-so lives in his mother's basement. Fucking idiots. TJ Cartier. Vince was right when the rumor first came out about Punk joining AEW, referring to him as a headache. Manny Rivera. How ironic is it that the Elite is named after the internal name for the clique before they settled on DX? I did see that a few weeks ago. I think it was Cornette that mentioned that it was something that was a Vince Russo thing. I think Russo's idea, one of the ideas that he kind of brainstormed back in the day. And actually, I think they were early on. I think they were referring to Michaels and Triple H as the Elite, like in the magazine and stuff. It is a little eerie. Amiibo Guru, well said, if you want a wrestling company to fail, and that includes WWE, please turn in your wrestling card. You are not a fan. Much love, Solomonster. I agree. Nobody should be rooting for the downfall of any company. Plenty of wrestling companies that I don't really give a shit about and I don't pay attention to. It doesn't mean I want to see them go out of business and people lose their jobs. Anybody who says that is just being a fucking idiot. I never understood that. Man. What a crazy, and I can't even say 24 hours. It hasn't even been a full 24 hours yet. Let me take a look at this poll here. I did put this poll up in the chat earlier. We have over 3,600 votes. I said very simply, work or shoot? We've got 75% of you say work, 25% of you say shoot, and I am with the 75% of you. Sheba, thank you for the sub to the channel. I very much appreciate all of our new subscribers, all of our new channel members, our new moderator, all of our new people. I am going to be live with you again in about, probably about 5.5 hours, 6 hours. The rumor is that Braun Strowman might be making his return to Monday Night Raw tonight. It is the fallout from Clash at the Castle. So we will talk about all that. If you missed it last night, early this morning, got my all-out review. Is up. Believe it or not, there was a pay-per-view. There were actual wrestling matches last night. I know you would never know it based on hearing about all this bullshit. but there was an actual wrestling pay-per-view that has some pretty good matches last night. Rest in peace, Sala Monster. Yeah, I should just leave this up and just stream for the rest of the night, but I do want to have dinner at least before I have to dive into 3 hours of Monday Night Raw. Thank you, guys. We had well over 4,000 people here at one point. You guys just fucking killed it here on a Monday afternoon. We don't usually go live on Monday afternoon, but when there's news like this, I mean, how can you not? So I'm going to head out of here. Have yourselves a good rest of your evening. Hopefully I'll see many of you back here tonight for Monday Night Raw. And leave a like on this video. When the video goes up, leave a comment down in the comment section as well. I'll see you tonight for Monday Night Raw.